sure I use the right keyboard and mouse. Hey, everyone. Welcome back as we watch stuff number 208. I am Jeremy. Joining me, as always, is Shahid. What's up, man?
I'm enjoying my four-day weekend and recharging after a long 6 days of work and just trying to not lose my mind at all these people acting like shit is all cool and ain't nothing to worry about. Other than that, things are awesome. The sun is shining, and thank God for good health insurance.
Yeah, that was one we were talking about this off the air a little bit, but yeah, that's the other thing. I got insurance, and especially with your field, you got a different, I don't know, view, aspect, whatever you want to say. Here's one thing I forgot to ask when we were off the air. Why would people, we're talking about the coronavirus, so if you're sick of it, just fast forward a little bit. Why would you go to the hospital? Like, all right, like you or me get it. Why would we go to the hospital? There's really nothing to do.
But the whole thing is, if you feeling sick, like people who've had the flu or pneumonia, like, that shit will knock you on your ass.
Yeah, no, I had the flu back in December.
Yeah, and it's kind of like, that's not something you're going to normally shake off under the best of circumstances if you're healthy. So you're just trying to check to see what you had. Like, I had a friend, and she was sick for like a month. She couldn't figure out what she had. She had to go to damn Nicaragua to get treated right, because they were like, I don't know if it's a cold, I don't know if it's a flu, I don't know if it's asthma, like, they cannot figure it out. And there's been a lot of cases, like, it's been a bad flu season as it is this year. And now you have this going on, and you just want to be sure, like, you just want to see, I just need to know what I have, so I don't make sure I give it to somebody. But the problem is, if it's already at people at the hospital, hospital only has so many spots. It's going to get to a point where it's like, you know, either you're going to start kicking people out or you're going to not start letting people in. And then healthcare providers are going to start getting it because they just overworked to death and not leaving. And you're not going to have people being able to take care of people that are really sick. Because the providers are going to be sick. And that's when problems start arising. This whole, I ain't worried about it. I'm like, countries are shutting themselves down for real. They ain't just doing it just to do it. Like, you know how much money it's costing, like, China and South Korea and Italy to, like, stay home. Don't go anywhere. Like, we're working out. Like, Italy's saying, don't worry about paying a mortgage or rent right now because we know you can't work. Like, if you cost yourself, like, the greedy-ass NCAA and NBA is like, yeah, nah, it ain't worth it. We ain't playing it, because it's kind of like you don't want to be on the wrong, because you do not want to be on the wrong side of history, stuff like this. Like, oh, well, we didn't think it's a big deal, even though everybody else did. I didn't know half the league got infected. Who could have guessed that? Like, you do not want to be like that.
I look at it, the NBA, like any of the professional stuff, I kind of look at it, like, with a side eye on that stuff. Like, I know that what you said, you just said that the Big Ten canceled.
Big Ten and SEC.
Okay, the ACC, apparently, they don't give a shit. They're still going, I guess. I always look at it like with the side eye, like, all right, like, if you cancel your season, then I'll be like, oh, okay. Any of this stuff, it's like, you're missing out on tickets, concessions, event, like, all that stuff. So, I don't know. I just, that's a skeptic part of me. The NCAA is the other one. They're getting, how many billions do they get?
A lot.
Yeah, so canceling, like, the crowds on that, whatever.
I mean, you know? But...
And then imagine the TV ratings that these games are going to get, because the morbid curiosity of it, watching these kids, making these kids play the games,
yeah,
you know?
That'll last up until kids start getting sick, and then kids getting other kids sick. Like, my school, they are like, you know what, when you come back from spring break... Online only.
Oh, yeah.
Don't go to class. Yeah. Don't go to class. A lot of school, and it's costing them money to do that, because it's kind of like some people can't go home. They don't have anywhere else to go. It's like, I'm staying on campus. What am I supposed to do? You know, like, stuff is closed. They're trying to figure out how to feed people. Like, you know, places like Seattle closing their public schools, and they didn't want to do that because, like, a lot of these kids, they're not at school, they homeless, or they not eating. And it's like, what are we gonna do all these kids now that they're home when their parents are working? Now I got to deal with day. I got to deal with daycare if daycare exists or doesn't exist. Like this is, it's easy to laugh. Like oh, like I said, you know, you get Spirit Airlines, Frontier Airline. I can go to Greece for $25 until something happens where they were making jokes like that. Until something happens where it's like, oh, we're not letting people fly from Europe to home. But not tell you which people can fly so that you mess around and panic and buy a ticket for $20,000 to try to get home.
That's all right. This is going down different territory. That's what I don't understand. How can you tell an American citizen they're not allowed to come back? I don't understand that. And this is not have, this doesn't have to do with whoever's in office. I'm just saying in general that they have the power to do that. Like, wait, what?
And that's what. It's good being in charge, ain't it?
Yeah, and it's. I saw that last night right before I went to bed because I didn't have, you know, didn't have anything on. There was nothing really going on last night after wrestling, and I saw this. And I went, wait, how is that? What? And then reading about it, I'm like, I still don't understand how this is legal because of what you're saying. I mean, outside of like panicking, trying to get a more expensive flight home. There, you have certain responsibilities back here too. I mean, job to be obviously one of them, but who knows like what other important like responsibilities you have? Like some for some, I mean, travel sure because it could be for work. All right, I get it, fine, you win. But then there's also stuff like yeah, I got a vacation, I have to come home and now provide, and now you can't. And I have zero faith in anybody's employer doing the right thing.
Of course not.
You know?
That's why I'm telling people this is a big ass deal, because it's kind of like countries who have plans, like be happy, you know, once China realizes what's going on, they have the ability to like shut down a nation of like 1.5 billion people like that. Because if they like Texas, you can't go anywhere. You can imagine how that shit fly. A state that brags about how many guns they have, you tell them all you can do is go to the hospital and a supermarket, you can't go anywhere else, like no. So yeah, it's a mess. And it's like, I mean, it's just affecting stuff on like a small level and a big level. Like we are preparing kind of like what we will do when shit hits the fan, like supply, you know, hand sanitizer gone, can barely find any wet wipes. And now you figure out, and then you realize, and I laugh because I already knew, how many people weren't washing their hands until now?
Okay. I think this is another reason that jokes have come from this. Because to prevent an outbreak, you're supposed to be doing things you're already supposed to be doing anyways. So I immediately go, what? Like, this isn't real. This isn't real life right now. If you look at like the CDC stuff or whatever else, they're saying it, and it's like, huh? Okay, this isn't a real thing, and I don't know. I'm like I was telling you off air. I'm not the worrying kind. It's gonna suck for sure, and then I don't know. I mean,
oh, ACC canceled their tournament.
Oh, they did. Oh, what was the breaking news you were gonna have?
Oh, so the governor of Florida decided he banned all large public events in the state for the next 30 days. So guess who that affects?
Oh, jeez. Well, I saw this on Facebook, and it got me. And I was like, oh, my God, we got our first topic. I don't know if I can find it, but it was a big – it looked like a TMZ headline, and it said WrestleMania canceled, due to coronavirus because of the trash-ass card. And it just kind of cracked me up. Mm-hmm. So,
yes.
Yeah, I do not see. They don't have it on WWE's site or anything like that. Which
you of course not, because they it like the governor just came out today and said that. So, because they've been trying to brush it off, you know, because it was they were asking the mayor of Tampa talking about, you know, things are under consideration. Is not responsible to talk about things that might be happening a few weeks from now, and it's kind of like, yeah, all right. You could say, like, you could, if it was up to Vince, of course he would do it, but it was like, it ain't up to him. And I was having that discussion with somebody saying, I'll believe when I see it, because I know the smart thing would be is to postpone or cancel it, but people are greedy as hell.
Yeah, and also, like, well, I guess, all right, from listening to different podcasts, Meltzer, I'll just state that. Apparently, there's already a contingency plan in place in case this happened. Now, I don't know what that could be, other than postponing it. But then, you've got all those people who took time off, airlines, travel, hotels, all this stuff. Imagine, even the. Now you said large public gatherings.
Yes.
Okay. Does it put a qualification on what's large?
Probably anything over 50 people. I didn't already be doing that. So
then there's a ton of other stuff that goes by the wayside now too.
Yeah, like a lot of those indie shows. You know what else just got postponed? And I'm glad I ain't bought my tickets yet. Fast and Furious 9.
How the hell did they postpone that? That's not till May.
Oh, well, guess what? You got time because now it's April of 2021.
Oh, there's something going on with that movie then.
No, we want to do a global thing, and half the globe can't see movies. James Bond moved. It's going to come out a month from now. It's not coming out till November. And when that moved, people were wondering this is the first and not going to be the last, because they asked Marvel as far as we know, we're going to keep Black Widow in May. We're not going to change anything. Yeah, Universal just sent something out.
Why so, a year?
Because they don't want to take no chances.
Wow.
That's why.
Well, all right.
Because they figure other people might move to the fall and winter time. And they don't want to get cluttered with that, so they want to get ahead of it in the game early. No team. I'm telling people, this is not something that's just going to be if it was handled the proper way, it could be taken care of in a month. It's not going to be handled the proper way, and people are going to be acting like this shit ain't a big deal because blah blah blah. And I'm like, y'all going to find out. Y'all not feeling it now because y'all just missing Coachella and South by Southwest. But unfortunately, y'all going to feel it. It ain't going to be like today, but it's going to be next week, 2 weeks from now, because it's already here. And people are already getting sick. And we don't know how many people are getting sick because people aren't getting tested.
I'm looking at my tickets for Fast and Furious because I did buy them already. So now I'm waiting for my email from Fandango. Be like, hey, you want to keep those for? No, you give me my money back. So, and your convenience fees. I didn't want to get off the subject, but as we're talking about Fast and Fast 9, I was watching Fast 5 the other day. Mm-hmm. It's been on HBO a lot because I guess Hobbs and Shaw debuts on HBO this Saturday. Have you seen that movie lately?
What, Fast 5?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cuz it was coming, I remember when they were showing on USA all the time.
Okay. I remember 4, I remember 5, 6 all, right? I'm watching the end of 5, and it didn't really occur to me the amount of death in the last 30 minutes of this movie. It's the bloodless stuff. You never see anything. But I was just, after a while, Elise and I were watching just laughing, because we were just dead, 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 dead. I mean, it was just repetition over and over. They're taking that safe and smashing people's cars with it.
And buildings.
Yeah, buildings.
With people in there. Oh, they missed everybody in this bank. I bet they did. Because how agile bank tellers are. They just hopped and ducked from a big-ass safe. Okay.
Yeah, we're just laughing. Because, look at all the dead-ass people in this. And then, after 30 minutes of nothing but murder, they come back and Rock just murders the guy. Just murders the bad guy. Comes up, just shoots him straight in the chest, and that's it. And it's and Brian kills the one guy. And I'm just laughing, this is all about family, huh?
They say who's family.
Yeah, that's a messed up family. I mean, even it goes back to all of Rock's team getting killed. It was kind of sad seeing, I don't remember her name, but the one that just died in number 9 or 10, whatever one we're on.
Elena.
Yeah, seeing her, I'm like, she's all cozy with Dom at the end. I'm like, you're going to cause some complications. And then Eva Mendez is at the end, and she never comes back again. It's okay. It's funny how much this one started everything, because even at the end, they end every Fast and the Furious movie as if it's the last one. Because like Han and Giselle, yeah, they're driving, and he goes, "We'll get to Tokyo."
Yeah, but it's kind of like you would think that until they add that last scene with Letty.
Yeah.
Then it's kind of like, okay, you're not gonna end it with that. It's like that's a cliffhanger thing. And then the funny thing was, six was kind of like six just ended. Like people died. It's like, you know, Han's gone, and then all the way till the end when he dies and Jason Statham pops up. So it's like each one feel like, oh, you could end this one, and then they have like a cliffhanger. The only one that kind of like ended was like seven. Paul Walker goes, you know, cause like the thing ended with Paul Walker. He's leaving. It's like, you know, then it is no post credit scene. It's like he gets to retire with his family and everybody free and chill. Yeah.
It's funny. I'm reading, I saw some headlines here. The first one, Vin Diesel refuses to move Fast and Furious 9 release date. One day ago. Mm-hmm. Vin Diesel's Fast and Furious 9 delayed a full year due to coronavirus concerns. 4 minutes ago. Wow, a lot changed in less than 24 hours, my friend. Dang. But yeah, no, I know we talked about like how there's all this off-screen death. Like what is it? 6. That's the one where they're on the bridge. And because Letty still doesn't have her memory. And then he gives her like the Superman kiss or whatever. At the end, she gets her memory back. But like that whole scene looks like innocent people driving and the tank is just mauling every car in its way.
Yeah. And like those people aren't getting out the cars.
Yeah. Well, they did at one point make a concerted effort to show there were people on the side of the highway. So we're supposed to believe all those cars were empty, except for the ones that were driving still, I guess, those people. But yeah, no, Fast 5 just cracked me up. Just absolutely made me laugh. Like, this is ridiculous. It's like Winter Soldier. How many people died at the end of that thing you never saw? Or Superman. Or, I'm sorry, Man of Steel. I need to make that clear. But yeah, man, that's so funny. Just I couldn't believe it. But that is crazy, a whole year. But
it's not gonna be the first, and it ain't gonna be the last. People say, oh, they're just doing this for ratings. What? Like, they've already spent money for advertisers. This ain't, people just don't do this just to, that's why I sometimes feel like a damn supervillain. Like Dr. Doom and Magneto, just look at y'all. I'm like, y'all don't realize what y'all just say. Y'all just say stuff just to say stuff. Like if you knew what I knew, you wouldn't be talking that damn dumb. And the older I've noticed, like the past few months, as I've gotten older, I've just been getting angrier and angrier, and it has not been bothering me. Like the things people say and do, and I'm like, y'all just have no damn idea.
That's why you just do what I do. Don't pay attention.
You can't not pay attention because it's everywhere. Like for me, it's every, like I don't have to go online because I can go to work and hear the exact same thing, and I come home and I hear it, and I go out and about, I go to barbershop, I hear it, I go out shopping, I hear it. Wherever I, even go in a movie theater hearing previews, you'd be hearing people say stupid stuff, and I was like, I just be shaking my head sometimes, like Mike from Breaking Bad, like, I'd be making that same face.
Oh, well, damn. I just saw something. Someone's offering up something for cheap, and I'm like, oh, never mind. Anyways, no, I have that situation at work where it goes to the conversation we've had before. Like, why do you think I agree with you? What makes you think I think that way? That sort of thing. And we'll be talking about something, just goofing around. Like, I got some good people there. We just make fun of stuff. It's great. And then there's that one that will just interject something that has nothing to do with the conversation. And I just look, and before I'd be like, what are you talking about? And that's my fault, because I didn't learn the first time. So now what happens is if you're joking about something, and someone looks at you and go, how can Elizabeth Warren say that she's not a Washington insider? And you just go, I don't know who that is. and you just turn your head around and go back to work. Like, I run into this all the time, and you just shut it off. Like, play stupid. They don't need to know. But, I've cocooned myself. That's why I don't know. Maybe something else is going on with me. But I don't reach out much anymore.
It happens. You turn to that old. We about to turn them old grandparents on Facebook. Start sharing false memes and stuff. That's gonna be us in 10 years. Watch.
No, I don't use my Facebook is tied to my Instagram account, and then I will do my one real post a year at the end of the year. Everything else is whatever pictures I'm taking, and that's it. Oh, I will use it for events too. That actually does work out pretty well. But other than that, I don't care. Is there a way to not see everyone else's posts? That'd be awesome.
Yeah, block them or mute them.
Oh, I did find the unfollow button, whatever that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you see this shit, and I'm like, I don't know why I'm friends with you. Like, I don't know. You ever get that on Facebook where you look and go, who the hell are you?
Yeah, it's probably like I must have added them by accident from wrestling.
Yeah, and I just very quickly go, oh, I don't need this anymore, so that's fine. But yeah, like in that case, I guess. But now, getting older and just being like, I know I'm not like everybody else. It makes it easier. It makes it a lot easier to do that stuff. So anyways, getting back to WWE since we got far off on that. So essentially, that's going to be canceled. Or
yes.
Well, okay.
Postponed.
Changed.
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they've had contingency plans, like just in case it rained or inclement weather. But as far as like being somewhere, you know.
Yeah.
It's not just WWE. It's like all that indie stuff and everybody comes there too. And it's like a lot of those places do not give you refunds for your hotels.
Right.
So you just screwed. And I just figured out like, okay, they have a contingency plan. What's the plan? Like, they talking about, Smack. Like, I'm just thinking, like, something small, like, you know, SmackDown's going as planned. Why? Mm-hmm. Why? Like, what are you doing? This whole, the best case scenario, and it's not even the best case, is like, you know, empty arena stuff. You really want to do that? I mean, if you have to, then that's what you do, but it's like.
Rock and Mick Foley did it. Okay. Well, Jerry right. Lawler, yeah.
Yeah, you gonna watch 2 hours of that?
Yeah, exactly.
That's all, like, you know, in front of a non-steel audience. Like, this ain't Jeopardy.
Yeah.
And Wheel of Fortune, where they're gonna be doing that like talk show hosts. But it's like, no. And then you do that, wrestlers get sick and they travel. Then what you gonna do?
Isn't all right? So outside of like the serious part of that, isn't there all right? Even with the NCAA tournament, if that still goes on. Isn't there, like, that morbid fascination? Like, would WWE just do a scaled-down show? Say they, I don't know, well, I guess it's still travel, but do it in the performance center like NXT did last night, which, if you watch it, cool, we can get into it. If not, it's fine. But there's that, or do they do, like, a SmackDown episode as if the fans were there? I mean, the commentary team's out there calling. Wrestlers get entrances complete with fireworks, pyro, all that stuff. They do all their moves to, like, play into nobody except the TV camera. There's a certain... After, like, 30 minutes, I'm like, all right, that was cool, and turn something else on. But initially, like, I'm thinking, I actually wouldn't mind seeing like, the ridiculousness of it.
No. You think that's something you would want to see... until you actually see it. And then you're going to realize that no. Because it's like, people are like, oh, imagine you watch a game and no commentary. Wouldn't that be cool?
Well, depending on who the commentary team is.
And they tried it. I'm like, no, this is not cool.
Oh, no. Like, I even said, like, for the first few minutes, you know, just the morbid part. And after a while, I mean, turn it off. Even, like, backstage interviews.
Like, yeah, you get to hear all them call. You get to hear a whole bunch of wrestlers call out moves.
I was just about to say that too. Yeah,
stuff you never heard. You know, make a hot tag. You wait for like a comeback.
Mm-hmm. Going to break.
Comeback, like, yeah, like the crowd's wrapping up. What crowd? Like, this is the side, oh, I'm not tired anymore. The adrenaline kicked in because I hit the 4-minute mark, not because the crowd got me riled. I'm like,
but, right, but that's kind of what I'm getting at, though. Do the exact same thing. Like, do, like, the arm shaking as if the crowd's getting behind you. I mean, it'd be, I guess that'd be parody then, if you did that, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, that's something you do on the network, not no big show.
But that also sounds like a very indie thing to do, which there's no way. As much as supposedly Vince is out of the picture, which I don't believe, there's no way he would let that happen. Just absolutely no chance. So, I don't know. It almost would be worth it, just like a half-hour abbreviated SmackDown. But wait, didn't they do... They did something when... Remember when it snowed? And they supposedly got snowed out in Buffalo or something like that? And they did, like, a studio show. I guess that's what they could do for TV-wise. I guess that's what they do. They just probably do something like that.
I mean, I'm talking about SmackDown Raw. So we're going to find out.
Yeah, tomorrow. Well, where are they at tomorrow? I don't even remember. I keep updating the WWE site to see if they are going to acknowledge anything. Other than the British Bulldog going into the Hall of Fame.
No, they're going to wait till... If you're not probably going to hear anything until tomorrow. So we'll be in Detroit.
Oh. Okay, I don't see how they can do it in Detroit then. Because they were supposed to have the Big Ten... Is it the Big Ten hockey tournament, I believe? Was supposed to be in the Little Caesars Arena. And they already said there's no fans are allowed. If they haven't canceled it already.
They are going to be as stubborn as hell because they're going to wait it out as much as possible till someone's going to have to force their hand. Because otherwise, they like, the show must go on. Because the NHL is kind of like, oh, you know, we ain't heard nothing yet. Yeah, we share the same locker rooms sometimes with like NBA players, but you know, we hockey. Ice kills viruses. Like, the show going to go on.
Well, no, in Columbus, they actually did. I think either postponed or said no fans at the Blue Jackets game. Because Kevin was, I think, tomorrow. Because Kevin was supposed to go. So, it's hockey, so you're not exactly going to hear a lot about them anyways.
No, people are wondering about that because they was kind of like, you know, basketball. Suspending a whole damn season is like a big damn deal. Yeah. And it's not like we talk about like the XFL or some small, like it's the NBA. And I would just, and the funny thing is, ooh, imagine this happened during Super Bowl season.
Oh, no kidding.
Man, you would see how much people care about money. Would you want to be the commissioner that had to say, oh, either we playing in an empty stadium or we not playing?
Well, you got to remember, Goodell for the NFL is hired by the owners anyways. So they'd be like, you're not going to say this. Like, no, all right, puppet, do what we say. So...
But here's the thing. Everybody's not a whole equal thing. You want to be on record saying the Knicks getting trashed right now because they were like, oh, well, we don't want to change anything till y'all make us. Because they were already voting saying, like, they don't. Some people want to suspend. Some people want to play in an open stadium. And they were like, we don't want – let's just play. What's the big deal? And then it came out, and now they're getting – like, them – and the Houston Rockets getting a side out. Oh, really? Y'all just want to play? Like, people shut, like, airports are shutting down, and you think people care about this shitty-ass Knicks game? Like, you do not want to be in the news and be like, oh, I didn't care. It wasn't a big deal. Like, no, don't. You do not want to be that. You don't want to be that guy at all. It's not going to look good.
Okay. I just saw Dallas was playing last night when they announced they were suspending the season. And they still kept going with the game. That's hilarious.
Yes. I found out, like, I was looking at the Sixers game because Golden State was announcing we're not going to play with any fans. And meanwhile, I say, like, oh, ain't no big deal. Yeah, we're just going to go ahead and play. And people are like, what are y'all doing? And then as soon as the game ends, like, a minute after the Sixers game ends, they announce to suspend the season. And I just started laughing. I'm like, y'all, what are y'all doing?
Well,
getting greedy. That's why I keep telling people, like, greed is nearly undefeated in a lot of cases. And that was the argument I was using with Vince McMahon. Not to say, my whole thing was, if WrestleMania got canceled, it would have to be because somebody forced it.
Yeah,
not
for sure.
Not because of him. Because, like, oh, because they were like, well, South by Southwest did this and all that. That don't have nothing to do with Vince McMahon and his money. He can afford missing WrestleMania. He's rich. WWE is rich. Will it be a hit? Yeah. Will it cripple them? No. They can afford that. Do they want to do that? Hell no. Because obviously, if they did, WWE would be run a lot differently if health was placed in front of profits. It's not. That's why it is what it is.
Yeah. You'd think with his advanced age, because he's not young, that Vince would be like, all right, you know, enough of this, which is clearly not the case. I mean, they were already talking about monetizing WrestleMania for off-network, you know, revenue, whatever else. So it's like, yeah, money, 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 money. And which, nothing ever came of that. That was a hot topic for, what, 2 weeks? And then nothing. Like especially now, you're not going to do it, but you would think that if they were going to actually sell WrestleMania to another network, that would have been long in the plans. I'm guessing next year might be it, but either way, you would think that he'd have, like, some, especially with grandkids and everything else, like, shouldn't this be changing your life perspective?
Hell, these, you know, shitty-ass old people ain't thinking about their kids or grandkids. They think about themselves. It's like, I don't give a damn about global warming. I'll be dead anyway, and my kids should be rich enough that it don't affect them. I'm like, some things money can't overcome. Yeah. No, this is one of them. Because look at all these politicians getting sick. They rich. Justin Trudeau is in self-isolation because his wife is sick.
See,
the Prime Minister of Canada is walking around, it don't matter who you are or what job you have or how much money you got. Like, that's the thing about disease. It's about these type of viruses. They're fair. If you're going to get it, you're going to get it. You having a great credit score ain't going to matter about you getting it or not. It might help you treat it, you know, getting treated. But, yeah, it's going to be a funny WrestleMania. See, I wasn't going to go anyway because, like, I feel like going to Tampa. I would have been – no, next year I plan on going because it's in L.A. But this year –
I was on the fence.
We'll see because it's like – you know, hopefully things will be fine by then. But it's like, you know, this year anyway, I wasn't really thinking about going. I'd have been mad if I had spent money, some non-refundable stuff, and it's like, oh, you shit out of luck. Like, that's some people flying from out the country. A lot of people flying from out the country to go to this. Now it's like, oh, sorry.
Well, they can't come anyways now, right?
Depending on, if you're not a U.S. citizen, you from any country, like, during that time frame besides the U.K., yeah. Sorry about your 15 grand you dropped on these ringside packages. I guess you can watch on the network.
Because I was reading, airlines and all that, they're not obligated to refund your money. Which I think, it's the airlines, so of course they're hunks of shit, so it's not a giant surprise. But it's like, well, this is extenuating circumstances. Yeah, well, you know, whatever.
Life is extenuating circumstances.
Yeah.
And they already get bit in the ass as it is because less people are flying and, people feeling it.
Yeah.
So I would tell people, if you don't have to travel, don't travel. And if you don't go to movies, it's like a movie, cool. Concert, game, nah, that's all right.
Well, what's the difference between a game of a concert and a movie? They're all the same amount of time.
No, I'm talking about amount of people.
Passing it, you know?
Yeah, but I wouldn't be being around a group of 9 or 10 or 25 or 30 is a bit different than being around a group of, like, a couple thousand. Yeah, no.
See, Elise takes the train in the morning. And I'm all automatically, I'm like, well, those are still running. Like, the amount of services and everything else, like, what were you saying before? Italy was the one that shut everything down? Except, what, grocery stores and foreign, whatever,
pharmacies.
Yeah. Okay. I think if you're gonna say a shutdown of stuff, there, that's, I mean, okay. I'm not going to be happy about it, but yeah, I mean, that makes sense to me, you know?
It ain't going to happen here.
Yeah.
Unless it has to happen. And because we're wired differently. We're too damn stubborn. And you really, if you have to do it, you have to do it. You really don't want to do that. Because it ain't like life's going to be all cool where it's like stuff you don't think about, you really start thinking about. Like about stuff that you normally would do but do not do and can't do. And then you're like, oh, I really want to do this. And I laugh as people always wonder, like with zombie movies, well, how does civilization break down? The zombies, you know, why people just stay in the house and treat it? How that happen? They always wonder, I'm like, all you got to do is see real life. Somebody's sick and they'll get on a plane because the flight was cheap. And then by the time they land, oh, we got your results back. You got it. Where you at now? Oh, I'm going to family reunion. Or what somebody wanted to do? Let's move games from cities that had confirmed cases to places that didn't have any. Are you stupid? I'm like, good Lord. No one's ever watched Resident Evil.
Yeah, well, you brought up the zombie thing, and I was like, the joke was like, all right, a zombie's I get. But also, the zombie thing's never made sense to me. I understand, like, you get bit, whatever. Well, you're done for. But other than that, that shit should be like 10 seconds. But all right, all done. We killed them all. Like,
they never go that way. Because before I die in turn one, I gotta kiss a few of my friends, and then they got it, and then you had a chance to contain it. But nah, we gotta let the show go on, and then it's somebody like, we gotta blow up the city and just kill them all, you see how the government's handling it now. So people shouldn't be surprised anymore. It's like, if you aren't equipped to handle this, or worse, you want to just like slide it under the table and hope it takes care of itself when you know it's not, then stuff like this happens. When you joke around saying like, oh, man, I can get it. I ain't worried about no illness. That's for old people. I'm going to get on this plane. I got a cough. What's the worst thing can happen? And the next thing you know, you go somewhere, might infect everybody on the plane and everybody we at where you land. And now they all got it. That's how it spread. Like, you know, Italy went from like 150 people getting it in 2 weeks to 10,000 people getting it. And that's what them trying to stop. It don't take much for this to kind of like blossom.
Yeah. But it's also what we were saying before, though. Like, you and I could have it and not even show symptoms of it. So part of it's like, how long has it been around? Like, I haven't done a lot of reading about it other than people freaking out. So do they have any idea where this came from? Like, how long it's been around? Like, any of that sort of thing? You know?
Wow.
So, like, they've all these cases that are being diagnosed.
But as far as, like, when it started becoming, like, an illness, like, we start worried about it, probably, I want to say, a month and some change. Because they first started hearing stuff from China, and they didn't know what it was. And then they were trying to, like, thinking it wasn't a big deal. Then they realized it was a big deal and tried to catch it there. But by that time, it already got out. And then, you know, that's the thing about the world. It's a lot smaller than it used to be.
Yeah.
Like, it's, you know, back in the day, a place got something. It was just that place. People weren't, you know, at worst, you might get on a boat, go somewhere for 3 months. Now you can fly anywhere.
People
fly everywhere, and people drive everywhere, and we aren't really equipped to handle a pandemic with the way we live our lives, and this is proving it, that we aren't equipped, and people were like acting, making all these memes and jokes and all that. It's like, if it make you feel better laughing, go right ahead. I tell people, I'm like, in no laugh manner when your aunt die. Like, you ain't gonna handle those jokes like, and they like, are you saying that? Like, because that's how stuff like this happens. Like, y'all think it's just an old person thing, or, you know, immune compromise. A lot of people with bad immune systems that look just like me and you walk around no problem till they get something that's a real problem. Are they younger than us? Like, you don't think of like 2 to 5% being a big deal when it's 100 people. When it's a million people, that number's a big deal. I tell somebody, imagine somebody said, you know, population of Austin just died. You don't think you wouldn't miss that?
I don't know. It'd be like, well,
yeah. It's like, you know, like somebody told you, oh, you know, 3% of your population gone, or 2%. Like, oh, how many that can be? I mean, we got a couple hundred million people who live here.
Yeah, as long as it's the right people.
It ain't gonna be the best. Who's the right?
You know exactly what I'm talking about. So
people say what's the right people till you find out. Oh, I know such and such. He's only 35. I know he had lupus.
No, I'm not talking about that.
I know who you're talking about.
So I got a list of a bunch of people. They can go, and then everything else, like, just knock off that lineage. That's fine. I'm okay with that. So, see, like, it was funny. You said you'd be a supervillain. I'm like, dude, your friend's one of them. Just, I don't have superpowers. So, you know, because I was the guy that was like, yeah, I thought Thanos was all right. There was something else. I'm trying to remember. Did we get through all of WrestleMania? Or did we get distracted again? Can't remember. Oh, well, it doesn't matter. But did you watch any wrestling this week?
Yeah. Oh, one more thing before we get about that. To use a perfect example, say Roman Reigns got it. Mm-hmm. How people feel then? Because, like, you know, keep in mind, he just dealt with leukemia twice. So I'm glad he's wrestling again. I'm sure people feel a lot, you know, this whole show must go on. Imagine the questions Vince McMahon would get if he was like, we just going to run WrestleMania to hell with it. And then his man that he about to put the belt on gets it and dies. What he gonna say?
Matches out of it.
What he gonna say? I didn't know. Who could have predicted something like that? You could met if you think he got it when that Benoit though. Kill, yeah, that he would get crucified and rightfully so.
But it's McMahon, like you were saying earlier. You know,
it just, that whole WWE, that it wouldn't, and it wouldn't just be him. What your boys gonna say? All right, wasn't my fault.
I'd also, if Roman Reigns got something, I'd be like, brother, look, it was just time. Like, you dodged two bullets, the third one got you. I hate it for you, but it's like,
it was just time.
Yeah, sometimes it's your time. Sucks, but you know,
I can hear you now in front of Congress saying that, you know, he was on borrowed time anyway, just like the rest of us.
Yeah, I'm with Lex Luthor, man. I get it. So, it's not my fault I'm on the perch you guys can't aspire to.
Yeah, Lex will get it, too. Walk around with that damn kryptonite ring on his damn finger.
No, that's why I don't think he would, actually. If he did, he'd be like, come up with it.
Yeah.
Everyone forgets Lex Luthor is a genius. Like, he's ruthless, he's evil, but he's a genius as well. So, it's comics. Like, every goddamn show or comic now has a powers dampener. Where'd this technology come from? Have you noticed that every CW show, every single one, someone's got a power dampener now? Like, wait, what?
Blame Batman. And I would just say this as far as geniuses go. Like, yes, there's a lot of smart people in comics. I just remember the legacy virus was this big thing, and the big thing with that was, like, none of these smart people can figure it out.
Yeah, because the...
was killing off all these mutants. Yeah, all these mutants. It's like, oh, I thought you were smart, Reed Richards. Guess I ain't smart enough. Because they was asking everybody with a big ass brain. They're like, I don't know. This one, you know, I study robots.
Whatever came of that, too. Because that was like the premier thing for Marvel that they always rested on with the mutants and stuff.
That eventually Colossus sacrificed himself to find a cure. And cured them after a whole bunch of people died and no one else could find a cure. I think somebody else found a cure and they had to bond it with him. And he was dead for like a few years. So that's what happened.
Yeah, because I got the Josh Whedon Astonishing X-Men when he came back. And I'm like, okay, that makes sense. But...
Oh, that was a big thing. That was a big thing in the X-Men, in the comics for a while. Like, people just, because it was kind of like they were using like a AIDS core, like, oh, these filthy mutants, and it's only a mutant only disease, da da da. And then humans started getting it, and then it became a big deal. It became a real, if at least a couple of years, the legacy virus was like this big ass deal. So I just laugh at that when this whole, you know, they could just, I mean, it depends if the plot asks for it. unfortunately, in real life, the plot don't let us work that way.
Yeah,
I do laugh at the whole, it's not really a virus, it's because that new 5G network is a secret plot.
What?
I'm like, yeah.
Man, all right, you were talking about getting upset. That's your own fault. What are you talking about? Like, they're saying that the new 5G stuff is what's causing it?
They say it's a secret embedded in the 5G network. It's not a virus, it's a plan. People have way too much time on their hands. And they vote just like us, or just like me. And it's, and you know why I laugh at
nice
that?
Nice quick backtrack, by the way. Yeah. Just like us, I mean me. Like, wait a second, fucker.
Yeah. And you know why I laugh at that? I'm like, if that was true, then all these rich people wouldn't be getting sick. Because yeah, they don't make nothing that's going to hurt them. I'm like, shut up.
Yeah, all
like,
of Hollywood would be dead. Oh, yeah, like all these, have it.
Like all these damn politicians getting it, and their wives and their kids. Like nobody gonna make nothing that's gonna affect them. Like,
yeah,
they're smarter villains than that. But whatever. Yeah, I watched half of NXT because I was watching some of the game, and I watched the tag match. Like I watched the tag match between Undisputed Era and the Broserweights.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was something else. I didn't see Cameron Grimes, Keith Lee.
That was really good. Cameron Grimes is so underrated.
Oh, the people that know him, the people who know about him, will show how he is good. It's just he has got a funny look.
Yes,
that kind of throws you off. It's like he looks like an old 1980s Southern heel, mm-hmm. but then he wrestles like a modern style.
He's a big dude. Mm-hmm. He was at one of the Evolve events we were at, and I was shocked how big he was, and like big ass hands, all that stuff. It was crazy, and because that was one of the guys he slapped five with. And I was like, damn, like they always say like wrestlers have that soft touch with the hands. He didn't get that memo, so yeah, it was pretty crazy. And also, the reason I said I mentioned how big he was. Keith Lee made him look small. And that, I think, just really speaks to how monstrous or how big Keith Lee actually is. Like, yes. Damn. In a good way, of course. But, you know, whatever. I always feel it's necessary. Like, if I call someone a monster, like, no. I'm complimenting them, by the way. So. Yeah. Now, NXT was weird. That crowd, the setup, all that stuff. It was just weird to me, but
it's just funny where, you know, I was watching it and it's kind of like, on one hand, you're trying to enjoy the show, but it's kind of like, you're just wondering like, when you gonna wrestling might look a lot different next week.
Yeah.
And it was like, it was kind of hard to get that out of my brain. Like, yeah, we're doing this. I see the Charlotte stuff with Rhea Ripley and all that and everything. Like, they push the storylines. And part of me is like, okay, building up for WrestleMania. But then I'm like, might not even have WrestleMania. Mm-hmm. Like, who knows? Like, Full Sail might be in there. Might be Mauro calling matches. You know, a bunch of people wrestling. And I'm like, it gets to the point, like, why?
Well, that's what I was saying. We were talking about the contingency plan for WrestleMania. That's what I was wondering. If they set up the Full Sail stuff and do a very special WrestleMania something.
Why?
Like, no, exactly.
I mean, I get the reason why, but I'm like, it's a pandemic. Take time off. I get it. Like, our whole thing is kind of like, the show don't always have to go on. I have to work because I work in a 24/7 facility. I'm an essential employee. So it ain't like I can say, we just can't, like, you know what, we shut the clothes out for business.
Yeah.
I accept that. That's fine. If you don't have to, and especially if it's a case where it's not messing with your money, like you could afford not to, and it's a non-essential thing, what you doing? Like, you know, the whole thing, an empty arena WrestleMania sound all nice, but it's like people still got to travel. They got to still build the ring and all that. You still got to do production and everything with cameras and all that. And you just wrestling in front of nobody. Like, you taking these hard ass bumps. Imagine like a table match in front of nobody.
Yeah.
Why would I fall off a goddamn ladder for, like?
Yeah, the women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, yes. And I'll be asking myself, I'm like, You know what? I was just thinking about that with the whole ladder thing. Because I went on the roof this weekend. I knocked down a wasp's nest. And I looked down. And it's probably maybe about, what, 9 to 12 feet. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, Shane McMahon and Jeff Hardy are insane. Because they were jumping off cages and scaffolds and all that. I'm like, if I look down, I'm like, you know what? Nope.
Dude, you're talking to the guy that fell off the roof in October. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah. Oh, no. Those matches, I have an absolutely different perspective on those matches now after, like, my 10-foot fall, flat back bump in October. Yeah. That stuff sucks. And I see this, like, they're doing this for entertainment.
Yeah.
Like, as they repeatedly tell you, this is all entertainment. Oh, okay. Like, this is stupid entertainment then, man. It's like,
remember that commercial, Jim Ross, how you fall off a 20-foot ladder?
Yeah.
And we used to laugh about that. I'm like, no. Why would you fall off a 20-foot ladder should be the question you ask. And I'm like, no. Like, I get why you're doing it for us, but no. And it's like, it's a table.
Yeah.
It ain't a mattress. And it's a ring. Like, remember I told you, like, you know how they say the ring's made out of plywood? And then it sink into me that was a thing to that NXT match where they took it off and you saw the wood underneath. And I'm like, yeah, they're doing all this shit on a tree.
Yeah. Well, we saw, like, one of the independent shows setting up the ring. And I was like, oh, wow. And one of my buddies, who hadn't seen wrestling before, let alone, like, what was going on underneath, he was like, wait a minute, that's just wood under there? I was like, yes. And it was a very thin layer of foam that goes over it. That's, I believe that's just for the wear and tear on the wood. I got nothing to do to help you feel better. So yeah, they're falling. That's why when everyone says it's fake, I'm like, well, yeah, the predetermined's obviously the better term, because that's the truth of it. Like, these guys are falling and it hurts. Like, whenever they, well, you always hear those wrestlers talk like, well, I don't, that's one for the bump card or whatever. Like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So,
oh, they say they've been off time, like, it's different. Like, I used to bump in the gig, get my body hard and ready. And it never sunk in when they said that. And then, till that match, I'm like, and then it's like the ropes. That's metal cable. This rat. I'm like, it's still metal. You see, like, oh, the first time I hit the ropes, the first day, I had all these marks. It makes sense. I'm like, they wrestling in damn torture chambers.
Yep.
200 to 300 days a damn. Nah, I'm. Yeah, you can take some time off. Like, you don't, I know it's important, you want to entertain the fans, but what are we doing?
Yep.
Like, nah.
And especially after everything they've had, like all that doesn't really apply. Never mind. I was saying creatively, but whatever. No one cares about that. So,
like, the real funny thing is, Rob Gronkowski was supposed to be at SmackDown to debut next week, and nobody's talking about that because of all the shit that's going on.
Okay. You saw his, like, one appearance at WrestleMania, and we're just going to speak. Nah, I'm sorry, I blew off your point. Yeah, you're exactly right. But I think this also has part of it. Ew. Like, what are we doing? Are him and Mojo going to team up? Is that he's been off TV?
Look,
or
if you have a chance to sign one of the most popular players in the NFL, like, who? Okay. You think about name-wise. He was the second most popular player on the second most popular team in the league. As far as, like, not, he's more popular than, like, most quarterbacks. And he want to wrestle? And he looks like a doofus that probably should have been wrestling a long time ago? I get the whole signing thing. It's like, come on, it's Rob, you know. What you think about Rob Gronkowski aside, and I think he's a big-ass goofball, and, like, a big, he's still Rob Gronkowski. Like, it's still a big damn deal. It's just kind of like, yeah, under normal circumstances, that would be a big deal. But now it's like, nobody thinking about that.
Nope.
And I just laugh at that. I'm like, it's just, that's how serious this is. Like, the probably, if he's not the first or second best tight end of all time, it's about the sign for your company to wrestle. And you can't even, like, celebrate it too much because you're worrying about a damn epidemic and canceling your biggest show.
Or postponing. I'm still stuck on that. I could talk about that all day long now. Just the what ifs or how comes or what nows of it. Just, wouldn't you love to just be a fly on the wall right now? Just Vince to see what Vince is doing.
He losing his goddamn mind. That's what he's doing. Because it's something that he can't control.
Exactly.
And he's a control freak. It's like, what do you mean, damn it?
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yes, oh, great. Like every single every suggestion he just totally takes a dump on. It's like, no, we're not doing that. We're having the thing. It's like, well, Vince, we can't. They said we can't. No one tells me what to do. It's like, okay. Well,
I mean, they dealt with stuff like they talk about that in your house when the generator went out. And they were wrestling in the dark.
Oh yeah. God, that was so cool. And then they gave you what was it, a Tuesday night one? They did it again on Tuesday?
Yeah, they redid it. Talking about, you can barely see it on Sunday, so we're going to run it back Tuesday. And it's like, so you know, it's funny. Like, sometimes you got to plan for situations like that. It ain't no planning for situations like this. You know, people always say, I got a doomsday scenario. They never say they're going to actually do it.
Yeah.
It just sounds like most people talk about that. Like, they're not really ready for it. And the people who really are ready aren't people you really deal with on a regular basis, because you don't want to deal with that whole I got a plan for 7 years. Like, yeah.
Remember that show, like Doomsday Preppers?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or 10 Cloverfield or 10 Cloverfield Lane.
Never
or
seen
any
that.
Movies like that. I saw bits and pieces. It's like, yeah, those people that plan for the worst tend to be the worst.
Yeah. And can you just imagine hearing them now? See, I told you. It's like, all right, calm down. But all right, to get off the wrestling stuff for a second, so you saw Invisible Man, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We did not get a chance to see it, and I guess we're not going to go to it now, but, I mean, not for any, just because all this stuff going on, plus we'll be gone this weekend. But how was it? Because I really liked his other movie after a while.
Excellent. And it was kind of like, that's the thing about horror movies, like horror directors. Two things they have an advantage of. They know how to make a little look like a lot. Like, they don't need a lot of budget to make their movies look expensive, because they used to work in cheap. Yeah. And he came from the horror field. And two, they have a way of like making that violence hit. Like, it's not a super violent movie, mm-hmm. but when they want to get violent, it gets real violent real quick. And it's like, the whole thing is like a dread thing. Like, it's just something about, you know, some, like, you can't see somebody, but you think you know he's there, and you ain't sure. And it's like, it's a whole, like, the first half of the movie is like a lot of that. Like, they're in a room by itself, and the way they film is like off center of the subject. And it's like, if I was watching, you see, and then they like, somebody standing out, you know, she's standing outside her house and it's cold, and like, she's blowing her breath in the air. You see the puff of air comes out. And she does that twice. And then you see another one come from behind her, like out of nowhere. And it's like, oh shit. Like, nothing else changed. Like, little small stuff like that. Like, it's a whole bunch of little things that have you on, like, on dread. So when it finally happened, like, you finally start seeing stuff, it just hits. And I know I was supposed to laugh, since you're not going to see a spoiler alert. She's in there talking to, like, this little girl, trying to explain what's going on. And all of a sudden, like, the Invisible Man is there. You don't see him. All of a sudden, you hear a smack. He smacks the shit out this little girl.
Okay. He's the bad guy?
Yes, the Invisible Man is the bad guy. So she's talking to this girl, like, what's going on? All of a sudden, you just hear a smack, and somebody smacking the shit out this girl. So her dad thinks it's the woman. Like, why are you hitting my baby? It's like, it wasn't me.
Oh, wow. All right.
Yeah, so I got to get away from you. Something wrong. And this comes out of nowhere. Like, because you don't see little kids getting smacked in the face. And, like, get smacked to the damn ground. And they look like, why is this crazy woman hitting me? And she looking around like, I didn't. Like, it's a whole bunch of stuff where it's like, I didn't do it. I'm trying to explain it. He's a, you know, he's a scientist. He's in the optics and camouflage. I know it's him. And, like, whatever you say, lady. They all looking at like this. You know, and the worst part about it, and the one that really got me, she's in a restaurant with her sister. They're strange because the Invisible Man wrote a letter saying to the sister, come on, you know, you just a nuisance, you this and you that, you need to get out of my life. So she mad. They finally trying to work it out. and she trying to, like, she finally figured out the guy has, like, this suit that makes him invisible. She's trying to explain to her sister what's going on, and right when she's about to tell her, they're out there like a steakhouse, and you see this knife, and it's floating, and the sister sees it. She's like, why is this knife floating? Knife stab, cuts her throat, and then goes into the lady's hand. Everybody runs, I think, slit this lady's throat. And I'm like, wow, it's like a masterclass of directing, because it just comes, like, you see what's building, and then it hits, and it's like, they think this bitch crazy. Like, the whole thing. And Elizabeth Moss can act crazy, like, in her sleep. Like, this whole look is like, I know I'm not crazy. Stop looking at me like this.
Now, like, is that the woman that plays in Handmaid's Tale?
Yes. Okay. And the same one from Mad Men.
I never saw Mad Men, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's how she got her start. It's from Mad Men.
Gotcha. And then, all right.
So, yeah, it's an excellent movie. I definitely recommend it. So,
yeah, because I watched Upgrade again, and the second time around, I enjoyed it way more. Maybe it was because I knew what was coming at the end. I don't know. But seeing all the little pieces he put in there and how it developed made me enjoy it quite a bit more.
So, you know, that movie only had a budget of $3 million?
The Invisible Man or Upgrade?
Upgrade.
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
And I'm like, wow, you maximize every damn dollar, because that movie does not look like a $3 million movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, Upgrade definitely holds up. And that's, because we did the review for it this week. So I watched it again. Because I had seen it in the movie theater, but I hadn't really seen it since I saw it in the movie theater. And I watched it again. I'm like, yeah, it does hold up. It's like a lot of little things, like drop hints and clues and stuff like that. So I forgot all about when the dude sneezed and killed that bartender. Ugh.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yes. It's been a while again since I've seen it, but I just remember being very surprised. Because when I saw the preview, I'm like, this looks stupid. Like, oh, cool, another guy that gets cybernetic stuff and whatever. And then, funny enough, like, okay, pretty good. I also thought it was going to be like... Ending. What's that?
And then the ending is like...
Yes.
The bad guy wins!
Yeah, and I remember when we talked about it, it's like, it gave you a nice little moral thing, like a moral conundrum. Like, all right, so the guy was going to be absolutely miserable in his own body because he couldn't move. Well, now this program has just told him, you have everything you want back. And you're just blissfully ignorant of it. And it's like, well, what's worse? Like, you're trapped in your own body, or you're literally trapped in your own body?
Yeah, it's kind of like, it didn't make sense. And it's like, I can see the perspective, but it's like, damn. And I forgot, 2018, we was getting a lot of movies like that, because I saw that. I saw Life. They had an ending like that, where the alien basically wins and everyone else dies. And I saw Mile 22, that Mark Wahlberg movie, where the bad guy wins. I'm like, damn, people are mad this year.
Yeah, I don't. Was Mile 22 the one with Ronda Rousey?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't watch that based off of your what you were saying about it. So.
Yes. And I haven't seen his Netflix movie either. I saw the preview. I thought it was I didn't realize it was Netflix. I was like, oh shit, Mark Wahlberg doing Netflix? Guess everybody doing Netflix.
Yeah, I saw it. Just went, nah, I'm good.
I'm like, I remember Spencer for Hire. And I'm like, nah, I'm cool. You ain't gonna ruin Avery Brooks for me like this. No thanks.
Is that what that's supposed to be?
Yes.
Oh. All right.
That's who he's playing. Yeah. He's playing Spencer and the dude from Black Panther, and Us is playing Hawk. Yes. That's what that's supposed to be.
Oh. Okay. I didn't put two and two together on that one. So.
Oh, I was busy watching other stuff on Netflix, so...
Yeah, I watched Bumblebee, finally. That wasn't very good. But, it sure... Alright, the idea that Michael Bay said that Transformers looking like the Transformers wouldn't work is idiotic. That was the coolest part of that movie, was seeing them look exactly as they should. And I just enjoyed the hell out of it. Although I wasn't sure who the hell were the two, like, bad guys. Were they just made up for the movie?
Yes.
Okay.
I think think. I don't know, because it's kind of hard to keep up with. Like, Generation 1 Transformers, I can remember. Past that, it's kind of like hazy.
Yeah.
Past that, it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, because there were no women in the first round. I know that. So, and then I know they made triple changers, which is what those were.
Yeah, I remember those from the cartoon, like near the end.
Okay.
They had triple changers first showed up on the cartoon. So, yeah, that I got. But I was pointing out Angela Bassett playing the Decepticon.
Is that who that voice was? That was driving me crazy.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I
That was that, and Jennifer Aniston's old fiance was playing the other one.
Oh, what, Justin Theroux?
Mm-hmm.
I liked the two bad. I liked the guy bad guy. Like when he just kept. He's like, can we just kill these guys? Like, enough of this. We're gonna ruin this planet anyways. Why would we be nice to anybody? And he just pops the one guy, or he's like, I like when they pop. Whatever else, that cracked me up.
And John Cena's like, they're called the Decepticons. Why are we trusting them?
Yes, I like John Cena a lot in that. And I'm like, oh, now I get it. Although, you know, he was pretty good in that Amy Schumer movie as well.
Breaking news, MLB expected to suspend baseball operations indefinitely.
Yeah, that's fine. Attendance is down anyways. Yeah. What do they got to lose? So.
People don't like messing, you know. It's like, I always tell people, when people who like money decides to like choose health over money, y'all need to start thinking about that. Cause like people greedy as hell. Like, we know how greedy people can be, especially like rich people. They like staying rich, and it's like, if they could avoid not doing stuff, they would avoid not doing stuff. I like Bumblebee more than you did. My wife was like, her whole thing is she don't like cutesy movies. I've realized that with her, cause it's like she don't like either. She did not mess with Spider-Man at all.
Interesting.
And the whole thing is like, teenagers. And she just kept it moving. I'm like, okay, yeah. I just realized, like, she'll watch animated stuff with like kids, but she don't like real life stuff with like teenager, like high school level. So she's like, that's kind of cute. No, I don't know about that. So that's why I take it to see the second Spider-Man one, because the first one, she's like, it's all right. But they kind of young. They in high school. Like, okay. I'm waiting. Like, where's Iron? Like, you know, I want to see the Avengers. I want to see some stuff.
Yeah, it's funny. I didn't take Elise to see the first one. And I took her to see the second one. She's like, yeah, I liked it just fine. Which is code for, I didn't need to see this. So I'm starting to read between. But ever since I saw Interstellar without her. And I'm like, you would have really liked that. And then she watched it on TV. She's like, oh, yeah, that was good. And I'm like, I told you. So
I never know it with her, because it's like sometimes, like, I know my wife is like, she likes action movies. She likes horror. Like, she really loves horror. And she likes, like, dramas. But it depends on that. Like, she likes action, but not, like, too certain action she likes. Not too dense. Mm-hmm. That's why whole things like with Star Wars is like sometimes there's too much stuff going on, especially, you know, like, who's this and the Republic and what's the Emperor and the up, like, it's, if you're not a Star Wars fan, you watch a Star Wars, a lot of this shit's like, huh, you like Art, you like Art Donovan calling King of the Ring, how much did he weigh? Like, you know, but like that, like, what's going on? And I can kind of get that. So stuff that's like super wordy and like super dense, she don't really like. But she loves Joker, and I just can't wrap my head around why.
Yeah, Elise loved Joker. She really loved Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, just going like recent movies. She doesn't mind all that stuff. And especially like in your case, though, yeah, that doesn't make any sense. I mean, I actually bought Joker on 4K. I haven't even watched it yet, because I'm just, I don't know.
My wife did the same thing. She's like, you're going to get it. I'm like, okay, you buying it. But if you want to buy it, go. I wasn't stopping it. So, like, you know, it's, we have eclectic, like, we like enough stuff in common where it's not two things. Like, sometimes she'll take me to like an artsy fartsy movie and I'll go. And then sometimes I'll take her to a movie. But it's like, if I know, like, I'm going to see Bloodshot this evening, but I'm not taking her. Because I was like, I don't think, like, it's a it's a Vin Diesel movie based on a comic that most people probably never heard of. So, yeah, it's like, it doesn't look like something that I would think she would like. So I'm not going to force her to see it with me. So I was curious about it because at first when I saw it, I'm like, eh. And I was kind of curious. Then the reviews kind of came out. They were decent. So, like, decent to good. So I'm like, you know, I'm off for 4 days. Why not?
Well, I'll be curious because last weekend for box office, it was busy. So I'll be curious to see how it is. It was like busier than normal last weekend. And I can't remember what came out last weekend. By the time I recorded this last weekend for us, of course, but
Onward.
What came out?
Onward, that Pixar movie.
Oh, that weird one? Well, like half the dead dad?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
That's what came
out. Okay. What a strange movie, but
And this week, Bloodshot comes out, and it is something. Oh, The Hunt comes out.
Yeah, which was delayed due to marketing problems, and I went,
so yeah.
You just decided to put the movie out anyways because the marketing was terrible.
No, because it wasn't marketing problems. It's the damn president's they got a movie with liberals killing us, and everybody jumped on that like, let's slow this shit. And it was right around the time when that was like a real big thing. So because keep in mind, before it was coming out when it was like having like protests and shit like that, is like, I don't want nobody running over me with a car. So, and from what I read from the reviews, like, they play it so broad and heavy-handed that it was like a satire more than anything. So now it's like, okay, nobody gonna care now. But before, when it was coming out, because I saw the previews, I'm like, this seems interesting. I don't know about the timing. And then I heard all these damn people complaining about the premise, and I was like, oh, okay. I get why they want to delay it, because I'm like, yeah, I see how people feel when the president start tweeting, so I get it.
What is the movie about, other than a ripoff of Battle Royal, which...
The movie is about a bunch of quote-unquote conservative, you know, redneck Republican people getting kidnapped and hunted by a bunch of rich, quote-unquote, liberals.
That's hilarious. Oh, yes. That's a fantasy movie.
Yes, it's basically like a fantasy satire movie. Like, you know, it's kind of like, you know, playing off, you know, I got in trouble because I tweeted the wrong thing and I got hit with cancel culture and they hating on me because I'm just a white man. Like, they play into stereotypes that people have and they're just playing it all the way. So it's like kind of like, if you have any common sense, you get to laugh at it. But it came out of time when people weren't having common sense. And I will say this, I get the premise behind it, but I always say, like, that both sides things goes to a certain point, but then that point stops. I'm like, there's no liberal equivalent of a Nazi.
Well, depending on who you talk to, you're wrong. You know what I mean?
I'm talking about in real life.
No, that's what I'm saying. Depending on who you talk to, there are people that would disagree with you.
What's the liberal equivalent of a Nazi?
Well, I don't know, but there'd still be people that would disagree with you, though. You know what I mean?
Because I know, if one side's like, yeah, I roll with the Nazis in real life, I'm like, okay, like, what's, like, not, I want, like, pretend or pseudo, like, no, I'm cool with Nazis. Like, I get the whole idea, like, you know, both sides this and everything, and I'm like, sometimes that noise becomes deafening, and that's fine. But there's limits to that. That's like saying, you know, well, I'm pro-deaf. Right. Yeah, both sides wrong. Like, how? One side, like, yeah. And one side, I'm using an example. One side's like, yeah, I like killing people. Then both sides argue kind of go out the way. Like, you know, if one of the sides is Thanos, you can't say both sides is wrong if you're on the side of Iron Man. But people kind of tend the whole thing. Well, you know, Thanos kind of had a point.
Yeah, I'm still with Thanos on that one. So.
I bet you are, too, if you snapped and you was fine, at least wasn't.
We've had a good run, dude. It's been 10 years. Mm-hmm. You know? Like, well, also, wait. Let's back up real quick.
Because Thanos, the show with Chris, never get snapped out.
But Thanos went, all right, I'm just going to make a snap. Like, his original plan was bunk. because it was pure chance. Okay, and what did he say at the end? I'm not doing it this way anymore. I'm just going to remake it in my image. So I have that option. Yeah, so you'd have to stay on my good side or peace out. You're gone. Yeah. Yeah, that sounds... oh, my God. That sounds so nice. That's what I said. You should know better. You ain't the supervillain of this equation, my friend. That would be me. So, probably a lot of... never really thought about it this way, but if I had, like, the power of Thanos, the snap, or whatever, I can control it, man, there'd be a lot of people dying and coming back. Like, oh, I'm sorry, I overreacted. Yeah, sorry about that. Like, dude, you gotta stop doing this to me. I'm like, yeah, I know, but stop pissing me off. Then I'd feel guilty after a while. I'd be like, well, maybe they didn't look at me wrong. That sort of stuff. And you think I'm joking. You know better. I'm not. So...
Deep down, you're joking.
I don't know. If I didn't have to see the people...
No. Here's the thing. What I have learned, especially myself, people say a lot of things about what they would do or could do in a situation. And it's like, you remember Dark Knight? Remember when he was on the ferry? Like, oh, you know, I guess I got to make, you know, it's like, I guess I got to make the hard decisions and blah, blah, blah. That dude was talking real tough about what needed to be done for the greater good. And it sounded logical. It sounded reasonable. It was harsh but fair. When push came to shove, he couldn't do it. A lot of people would push come to shove, like, you know, stuff saying, oh, I'll do the right thing. Like, I tell people all the time, you know the hardest thing to help people? It's easy to say you help people when you know you can't. Because you always say, oh, well, you know, if I could do it, I would. It's different when you actually can. And it affects you. And you still, like, you know, I could help this person, but it could inconvenience the hell out of me. You still want to do it? Like, you know, how much do you really want to do it? Like, when you actually have the chance to do it, that's when you find out if you can do it or not. Like, it's easy to say, like, you know, if I was this, I'd do that. Like, no, like, that's why Thanos said, you know, the hardest choices, you know, require the strongest wills. He had the will strong enough to do it. Most people, when they had a chance, they're like, I mean, damn, half? The whole half, you know, even half the grass? Like, start asking questions like, you know, do I really want to go through it? And with good reason, most people can't. Because it's like, no, that's not, I don't want that weight on my shoulders. It's the people who don't have an issue with it, that don't treat like it's a big weight, who does that, the people need to worry about. Those are mad. Like, at least Thanos understood. It was like, it was a whole bunch of weight involved. It's like, you know, I ain't just doing it just to do it. I thought about this for a long time. I know it's harsh. I know it's going to hurt. And it did. But I have to do it because it's important. So at least he understood the weight involved before he did it. A lot of people, like, it sounds nice to you, I see there.
Yeah, I guess killing people. All right, I'll give you that one, probably. You ever have those conversations with people, like, what you do with the lottery? Like, if you were all of a sudden, like, you won the Powerball or whatever. So you're getting, I mean, you got, like, all those millions, whatever else, right? Would you give, like, half of it to charity? In all seriousness, yeah.
Yeah, you want to know why? Because I've had a conversation, I got an argument with my wife. I guess we can write about it. I got an argument with my wife about that. Because back when they was having a lottery, it was like $1 billion. I was like, I'd probably give half away. She's like, or actually I said, I probably wouldn't even want to win it. And she looked at me like I'm a madman. She's like, what are you talking about? Like, I don't want that level of responsibility. Like, I don't need it, and I don't want that level of responsibility in my life whatsoever at all. Like, no. And she was like, think about all the people you could help and da da da. And I was like, all right, I give away. I know how it's gonna sound, but one thing, I'm blessed to the point where I make enough money where I don't have to worry about money. And student loans, you know, is a hindrance, but it's a hindrance in a way where, and I know how this is how it's gonna sound, but fuck it. It's a hindrance in a way where it just changed where my next car will be an E-Class Mercedes or an S-Class Mercedes. When we get a new house, if we have a pool or not. That's it. It doesn't affect with, like, you know, moving forward with life or doing that. It's more like it hinders from junk. So knowing that I'm at that level of life, I don't need flipping houses. I'm like, I don't want to be rich. Like, even though technically I'm like, no. Them people come out looking like, especially watching shows like Alta Carbon and stuff like that. Those people come out like monsters. Like, yeah, I can help people. I'd rather have a boat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with them.
A boat the size of my neighborhood. It's like, you know, what they ever do to me, if they worked as hard as me, they could get that too. And whatever. But then they actively come out to be in a way where it's like, I want to make sure they never make any money just because I don't want them to ever have the idea touching my... And I don't ever want to be that type of person. I don't have that resentment. You making a lot of money. Oh, you living all good. Maybe you can help me out because my aunt's sick. Or my cousin in jail. Or something like that. I know you got it. And it's like, yeah, but I don't want to give it. And then that creates conflict and stuff like that. And then that creates a kind of cynicism towards your fellow man. And you looking at them like a bunch of leeches. And just you start looking at your man a way that affects you. And I'm already fighting myself to lean away from that because I shouldn't be like that with my field and in general. And I don't want that way. Like, no, I don't need it. So yeah, if I want a whole bunch of money, I'll probably like, you know, take care of any bills and stuff that I had, you know, save some just in case and give the rest away. I like charity, whatever. I would give it away. Like, I'm fine. And people want to call me dumb. You call me dumb. I don't need a boat. I don't need an island or a castle. Like, Nicolas Cage want to do that? Cool. You want to be Dracula? That's just fine. I don't need none of that garbage. Like, I'm glad The Rock is so rich that he can have his own ghost gym that can travel wherever he is so he can work out in peace. And that helps him for his career and his life, and that works for him. I don't live the life that I need any of that, so no.
Yeah, we're total opposites. I'm like, no. Yeah, the more the merrier for me. I have no aspirations. I have no problem. Like your example, I'm guessing, is family asking you, like, hey, I need this. Like, if some stranger's sitting to me like, hey, I need money, for, like, I don't fucking know you. Get out of here.
But even family, you start treating family like strangers.
I do anyways. When they have it.
But that's, I mean, you a misanthrope.
You don't understand. I'm not, like, I've had this conversation with Kevin. I'm the black sheep of this family. So, like, my mom's like a not hardcore, but she was a hippie, basically, or almost a hippie. Way back, and she's still got some of those values, right? And then my dad, he's all over the place, can't really tell. So, but then my mom will say some stupid shit. I'm like, what? That doesn't mean it. That doesn't make any sense considering how you live the rest of your life. Anyways, and then there's my brother who, I don't know. I don't know what he does half the time, and I know he's like a vice president or something. Well, I know what it is. I'm just not saying it. And then, so he's got the money. And then there's Elise and I on the outside. And this is just like immediate family. There's Elise and I on the outside who are just like, all right, we live day to day and no real aspirations for anything. And we just kind of like stick to ourselves and whatever. And then I got my dad's side of the family, the other side of the family, who I'm like, you guys are fucking aliens half the time. Like, I'll tell you a story off air because I don't want to share this one, but this is. Like, mm-hmm. It's just so then when it comes to stuff like I don't know what to say, so I don't know what to say. Hey, how are you guys been doing? And that's it. Like, we even follow the same football teams or like same sporting teams, and we can't get along with that. So it's like, I don't get it. That's why whenever we see these, God, this, I'm having a meltdown. Sorry, just never, whatever. But no, that's like the whole thing. Like, I'm so far out in left field for most stuff that's why I always feel awkward. Or I act, that's why I act the way I do. It's like a defense mechanism, if you want.
You really are, so you really are Heat Wave from Legends of Tomorrow.
I should have brought that up earlier, but yeah, I haven't watched that last two.
I'm just talking about in general, so.
Yeah.
And NHL said they will pause this season, so
makes sense. That. Yeah, I mean, if all right, so from like two different perspectives of that, if you're gonna play empty arena games, then why bother? You know, like from a business, well, what money you make, sure. You know?
I mean, TV, that's the whole thing. Is like, you want, it's, I think it's kind of like you want to keep the plans going on because, you know, if you got to delay the season, then you got to change travel plans, logistics, and that's a pain. Because, I mean, like, they just saying they suspend, like, canceling because it's kind of like, you might have hockey and basketball plans like August.
Yeah, and then you go, well, especially for hockey, I don't know about basketball, hockey's camp starts in September. So that's gonna be interesting.
Yeah. And basketball start around the same time too. Okay. Like they have stuff in this, like they normally are done, basketball's normally done by like June, cause they be having summer league in like July and August, so, and then preseason tends to start in like late September, early October. You delaying stuff 2 months, then it's kind of like what happened, you know, you might have all sports playing all at the same damn time.
Yeah, it'd be pretty crazy. Well, the NFL already said they're not delaying anything.
Yeah, because they hoping they figure, like, you know, it'll work itself out so we don't have to. But it'd be like traveling and, like, think about TV thing. You used to show on, like, a game's supposed to come on, like, you got all four sports playing at the same time, two of them in the playoffs. Who get, like, think about the travel.
That's another problem with one network having all the stuff too, but
even if it's spread out, where it's like, you know, because I like XFL, they're on ABC, ESPN, and Fox. So I was surprised it was on. I figured it'd be like on one channel. But I'm just thinking, for example, like, you know, you got a game like football game Sunday, basketball, hockey game Saturday, baseball Sunday. They all playing like. And three of the teams are in the playoffs, or like two of the teams in the playoffs, and the other two just started playing. The traffic and the, like, who's at home, who's it away, what time we having this, what time we having that, like, that's a logistical nightmare which I would not want to deal with at all. Yeah. And that's something just simple and quote unquote trivial is sports, and that's what people are trying to like figure out what to do. And everybody else is like, oh, I'm gonna lick a doorknob, ain't no big deal.
Well, those people have other issues outside of that, so. All right, let's get out of here. We'll be back next time. Yeah, so Stunk Randy, all the social medias and that stuff. That's how you find the podcast. And I'll let Shahid take us out.
For Jeremy Mays, I'm Shahid Dohati, and please wash your hands. We are out.
Cover your mouth.